Oh, wait, azaleas?
No. No, they grow tree size. Redbud does. They're a tall. They can grow to a tall shrub that they can grow to a smaller tree. No.
Laurel.
It's a deciduous thing. And the little flowers are about that small, but they're in clusters. They're just clusters of them till the whole branches will look purple. Some are light purple and a medium purple and a dark reddish purple. The colors vary. They're purplish red.
Not sure I know.
But they're real beautiful. And when the season is good, last spring the flowers were beautiful. The whole branches are just, all you see is the flower. And then when the flowers dry, the leaves start coming out.
And this is in about April, you say?
Yes, they're...
The dogwood comes out a little later. We had dogwood in Atlanta.
Well, now the redbud is just, it's either just a little bit before the dogwood or a little bit after, and I've forgotten which, but I believe it's a little before the dogwood.
Because azaleas are the only other thing that I'm really...
Well, azalea flowers are much larger. The redbud flower is a tiny little flower, but they grow in clusters, maybe a cluster that big.
Uh-huh.
All from.
But they thrive in rocky.
Oh yes, uh-huh. They thrive in real rocky soil.
I couldn't
soil.
Figure out why they. Well, you.
Well, that's why it's called redbud land. Would be uh-huh. Just ledgy, rocky limestone. They're so hot. We used to try to get them, transplant them, in the yard up at Mama's, but it was hard to get one dug up with enough roots that it would live,
uh-huh.
Because they are usually found in such rocky places.
So they rip up the roots and then you mm-hmm. try to move them. If you wanted to get the water off the land, you'd have to
drain it, ditch it.
Yeah, and the thing you'd cut, you'd say you cut a
ditch.
And then a low-lying, you might not notice this so much in dry weather, but when it rains, you have these things that cut across roads and through fields by erosion, and the water just rushes down there.
Ditch, gully.
Anything bigger than a gully?
Anything bigger than a gully, what would we call it?
Well, out west, they might call it a... you would never use the term hollow for anything like that. I mean, a hollow is more like...
A hollow is something bigger to us.
Yeah, a hollow is more like a...
and a little narrow valley.
A little narrow valley rather than a...
Mm-hmm.
Than a ravine or mm-hmm. a draw or something like that. Mm-hmm. Nothing you call a ravine around here.
No, we don't use the word. A gulch or...
Okay, gulch. Yeah, those are a wash. They